Justin.
Hey, there we go. Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes, please go ahead with your comments.
Yes, thank you. My name is Dustin Lukic. Address is 3248 Garrett Road. I wanted to speak and reach out to city council for a few reasons, but first and foremost, I wanted to speak out, and I listened a lot to the July 7th council meeting and some of the requests, and I really wanted to talk about the recent protests we've seen in the city and the calls for both this aid to abolition request and defunding the police. And I do appreciate in hearing some of city council tonight and their speaking in defense of not defunding the police. But I think one of the most important things to remember in society and what we're going through right now as a country is there's a large difference between calls to end systemic racism and calls to end racism and calls to defund and or abolish the police. A lot of people may say abolishing the police department is different than defunding the police department, but make no mistake, the goal is to eliminate the police department. As of this writing, as of the time that I wrote this, there's a petition right now on change.org that has close to 10,000 signatures with the goal of being to eliminate the Bethlehem Police Department. If you've not read the AIDS Abolition Plan and or infographic, I urge you to look at it. Defunding the police is only the first step of their plan. By step four, it calls for people to be freed from prisons and jail, with the final goal being, and I quote, which is their mission statement, "We believe in a world where there are zero police murders because there are zero police." With that said, I do agree with one of the speakers from the meeting in July where he said a lot of reactions that we have are based on fear. Can police departments do a better job? Absolutely. Everybody can do a better job in the community. But I think the best way to combat fear and emotion-based responses is with facts. And we've looked at a lot of data tonight. The previous speaker spoke a lot about data, but there's a lot of data that hasn't been spoken about, and I'd like to speak to that. In 2019 alone, the Bethlehem Police Department saved 45 lives with the overdose medication known as naloxone. In the last 4 years, so in the time frame of 2016 to 2019, they saved 218 lives. These are officers administering the medication, not EMS, not fire departments. So my questions are, who will save these lives in the future? Is Aid to Abolition saying these lives are not valuable? Are we as a city, if we are looking to defund the police, saying these lives aren't valuable? In that same time period, zero residents have died at the hands of the police department. So what I'm asking is, where's the disservice at here, right? So in the same time frame, again, there's 298 officers injured in the line of duty, yet they continue to go to work protecting our city every day. 1,312 DUI arrests made. So the next time you're out driving, I urge you to consider a world where there's no worry about drinking and driving, the damage it can cause to lives. 128 rapes reported and 7 murders. So I ask, who's going to investigate the rape or death of your loved one if we abolish and defund the police departments? In 2018 and 2019, there were 13 arrests made by the Internet Crimes and Children Against Children Department. Excuse me. Who's going to protect the children of our community if we abolish and or defund the police department? I know these are tough questions to ask, tough statistics to hear, but they are just that. They are statistics that have been largely ignored tonight. Now, I realize that may not have been the agenda of tonight's meeting, but we can't ignore the statistics of what the police department does aside from use of force, because there's far more good that's done by our police officers. As we go through this COVID-19 pandemic, I've had the pleasure of sitting at work to get text messages from my wife of the Bethlehem Mounted Police going through our neighborhood and talking with my children. That's the kind of community involvement that this department does. They were in our neighborhood for no other reason than to talk to residents, to say hi, and to take their horses out for a walk. That's the things that we're not looking at and we're not seeing. I've had the esteemed pleasure myself to work personally with the Bethlehem Police Department as well as the Bethlehem Health Bureau on a program called Project Lifesaver. Project Lifesaver, if you're not familiar with it, issues tracking bracelets to city residents who have autism or Alzheimer's disease and have a history of wandering. If a person wanders and is reported missing, the department has the ability to find them via the bracelet they're wearing. I have sat with, spoken with, and worked alongside police officers that would be willing to get up in the middle of the night, leave their family dinner, or leave their child's sporting event to search for a missing loved one that is not related to them. I ask those supporting these movements, are the lives of our city's most vulnerable not valuable to you? Are the 218 lives saved by the Bethlehem City officers less valuable to you? That is all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you, Dustin.